Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 2nd of January 2018, and this is the 720th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm podcasting much later than usual because I completely forgot, and I think that's a symptom of what a relaxed day I've had today. I went to bed much too late last night, and of course the night before was late as well. And this morning I slept in a bit, then went for a really long walk, and then came back and had my breakfast, and then went back to bed and slept for about 2.5 or 3 hours. And then got up and did a few things that I needed to do, and then prepared myself for the writer's cave. And I just didn't do Moll Out Loud. So now the writing cave was a bit early tonight, so I'm recording this now. It's still daylight, which it hardly isn't usually when we finish Writer's Cave. So I'm looking out of my living room window, which you've often seen because it's been in photographs attached to the podcasts before, just looking at the green leaves and a sort of an overcast sky. It's been overcast all day and quite not too hot. Although it was quite hot walking, but it really, the temperature that is given is 21. It was just very hot when the sun comes out. But it's been overcast, and for the next few days until Saturday, the weather is going to be this kind of lovely low 20s, and then it's going to leap up to 34 for one day, thank God. And so I'm just really enjoying what it is right now, which is just right for a gentle January reflecting, planning, writing, not pushing myself month. I feel so relieved at having made that decision yesterday, that I don't need to start. I don't need to know what I'm planning to do, what my goals are. Right now, do I need to know them at all, or do I have them innately? Do I know them? Sometimes it really helps to write down one's intentions. They seem to become realized in that way, but I don't know that I would call them goals so much. I think intentions are more helpful. They're just embedded there, and so the actions that one takes lead to them, lead those intentions to become confirmed. So I'm going to take it lightly. I'm going to, a couple of years ago I said I was going to have a year of letting go. I think I'm still having a year of letting go of pressure on myself, letting go of expectations, while still being clear in what it is I really want to be doing. I do hope that your year is sort of beginning to shape itself in terms of where not goals, I don't mean goals, but shape itself in mood and tone, what sort of year you want for yourself, a gentle year or a or and creative year. So many possibilities that lie ahead. But it's easy to think too much about them and to expect too much from them. I'm still looking at the green outside. It just, I feel so fortunate to have this view. Often in summer I can't look out at it because it's too hot to have the blinds up, and so it's a bit of a treat when the weather gets cooler again in summer and I can look out and just have all that green in front of me. I'm really happy with tonight's cave. It was shorter than usual, but I did get over 400 words written, and what's more important is that I reconnected with what I'm writing. I have found this last couple of days, when the cafe hasn't been open, Monday and Tuesday, and so I haven't had my afternoon writing sessions, that I have got a bit out of touch with the book. But tomorrow I shall be up and there at 7:30 in the morning, so that my day starts at a decent time, and I'll be back there in the afternoon to do some writing. So it feels as if tomorrow is the day that the year sort of starts, the normal year, and I really look forward to that. I really look forward to that, but I have also really enjoyed not having that today. Some days just really are good. They start being good. Today didn't start off that well. It felt quite grey. Even the walk felt a bit grey, a bit flat. But then this afternoon, and especially as I started planning towards the cave, I perked up again, and it's really useful to know, well, to identify where the spark lies. The spark lies in actually starting to get involved again. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you are able to inhale and breathe deeply and be gentle with yourself and allow things to unfold in the way that feels best. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.